Well, everybody around this time of year is talking about what happened last year at this time. We don't really look at it that way here at Robin Hood Radio. We take a look at we have evolved over the course of the pandemic, the pros, the cons, and there are many more cons than pros. But one of the biggest impacts really in our area has been in two different industries. One, of course, restaurants. Restaurants devastated by this, but also movies. And our gem of a theater, the Movie House in Millerton, really was affected probably more than any other business in our area by this pandemic. And of course, we knew that Carol had a rough time even before the pandemic with the death of Robert. Both Carol and Robert brought that movie house from its infancy into being really the first major attraction that attracted people into Millerton. So its loss over the past year has been significant in a lot of different ways, especially psychologically. But we did get the news from Carol and the movie house that the movie house tradition will continue and move forward with some new owners, David Maltby and Chelsea Altman. David and Chelsea, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having
us. Nice to be here.
So, I mean, I guess the first question, I know when Jill and I started Robin Hood Radio back about 12 or 13 years ago, people, almost everybody to a person said, what are you starting a radio station for in this area? And I guess the question that must be on the tip of a lot of people's minds, what brought you to want to come in and take the movie house after this about a year-long absence and take it under your wing and guide it to the next step?
Yeah, well, it's a fair question and a good question. I can't say we were, you know, out there looking for movie theaters to buy. You know, we're rooted in the area. I've you know, been living here on and off my whole life, have been more and more rooted here over the last bunch of years. And we were definitely looking for other things to do, ventures locally. And so when I became aware through my mom that Carol was selling the movie house, I was interested in just sort of hearing about it. And then the more I heard and spoke with Carol and looked at the actual business, the more interesting it became. And the more we thought about it and Chelsea and I talked, it just became like, hey, this is really potentially a really cool thing that hits a lot of, a lot of strengths and interests that we both have. And it covers, entertainment, film, arts, culture, business, entrepreneurship, and really creating a space and a sense of community that's really unique and special. It felt like an opportunity.
Now, David, your background, of course, comes from producing of music, a rock and roll drummer, and more, and producing the theater. Do you think that the theater producing might have been one of the things that let you cross over the line and said, yeah, this is really, really a good idea?
Well, I have a lot of interest, and I've had several careers, you know, as a performer, music. I've been in the music production, theater production side, and then I've also, for the last, you know, almost 20 years, been in the, you know, real estate investment business. So for me, it covers. I'm always interested in the spectrum. You know, I'm interested in arts and culture, but I really love, you know, business, and I love entrepreneurship, and that sort of thing. And then, you know, Chelsea, you know, brings a lot of experience also, having been an actress and built, you know, restaurants and bars. You know, she knows that side of the business better than I do, and so it's sort of a melding of both of our strengths to bring kind of our personalities to a business that's well established, is a beloved sort of institution, where we can kind of keep its strengths and build on its strengths and bring some of our own, you know, personality to the venture.
Now, you mentioned Chelsea. So, Chelsea, let's talk to you for a few minutes about your career as an actor, also film, television, and what you've done. Do you feel confident that all those things that you've been experienced in also will bring some significant factors to, like I said, move the movie house, not only keep it the same, but take it over and move it to the next step, which all businesses have to do over the course of time.
Yeah, I think Dave and I will bring our personalities to this project. I was an actress for many, many years, and theater film is my first love. And then I did start all of these different restaurants and bars, and they're all neighborhood spots, and they all have a very specific personality that reflects those neighborhoods. And I see that that's going to be a big part of this movie theater venture. You know, it's unique and it's a gem. I feel like it already has so much going for it, and then David and I want to create an experience of going out element to it, so that you're seeing a movie, but you also can get a drink or meet people, and so it has a meeting vibe to it. And that's something that David and I are very excited to create there.
It's interesting because you both bring relationships and learning from the entertainment field, but your business backgrounds seem to meld on this. One's real estate and one's with opening a significant amount of bars and restaurants. Both those qualities, I think, would tend to make you more than just owners of a movie theater. I mean, you really want to obviously create an entertainment place, and as you say, a gathering place for people mm-hmm. that is going to be run through the movie house, right?
I think that's really the opportunity. You know, to the first question of, you know, why would someone go into, you know, the movie theater, you know, business when, you know, you could probably take a view that it's on the way out there, you know, this everything's going straight to digital. And, you know, I think that it's really a contrarian view on the opportunity itself and the business itself, which is, I think the more things become accessible, the more everything, you can do everything on your computer at home, the more you actually want to get out, you know. And we've seen it in COVID, having everyone being locked in for a year, you know, you realize you can't work. No, everyone can't work from home 100%. You can't be with your kids 100%. You can't just be indoors and do everything, you know, virtually. And really, what it shows to me, or what it speaks to me, is that, you know, you want to go out and, you know, do things with your friends, do things with your family, do things with your wife and girlfriend. And so for us, it's about creating an experience of going to the movies that's something you can't have at home. Like, of course, we can all sit at home and watch movies. But, you know, the point is, you want to go out, you want to see other people, you want to, you know, have a night out with your wife, you want to take your kids, you know, to the movies. You know, you want to do those things. And so creating, you know, enhancing the movie house, you know, kind of when we have, you know, ideas visually, and we're doing some renovation work, and, you know, just stuff to create that vibe and that experience that is more than what you can just do sitting at home. You know, that's where I think there's an opportunity.
It's interesting talking to you two, because when we started the radio station years ago, not years ago, but 12, 13 years ago, there were two other radio stations in town. And people say, well, why would you want to start another radio station? And we said, well, because we want to bring an NPR station to the area, but we also want to have a real local community radio station that doesn't have national advertisements, that doesn't deal nationally, that deals with just this area. And we find ourselves 12 years later with both the other radio stations that were here. They moved on to other locations simply because this is a rural location, and it's a totally different animal. I think what you're saying is, that's the same thing about the movie house. Hey, I sit at my house and I watch a lot of movies. I've got a pretty big 90-inch screen TV. But you know what I miss? I miss the fact not only going out with friends, but seeing community members, going to a town, doing things around that, and then sitting in a theater and watching it and listening to it on the big screen, and even though I have surround sound and everything, I just never, I will not accept watching movies on a phone or even on my 90-inch screen when you can see it in a theater, and especially when you can see it in a theater that's not a mega chain that's owned locally.
There's a very, very different feeling watching a movie with other people. It really is a community experience. It's you know that when you're sitting in that theater and the lights go down, there's an excitement, there's a buzz, and you share a laugh with other people. It widens your experience to have other people watching with you, and that's key for me when I go to the movies.
One of my favorite things when I go to the movies is walking out and hearing people conversing, not only amongst themselves, but with other people, of what they've just saw.
Yeah.
And so one of the things we're working on is, you know, we're doing some interior renovations and on the second floor, specifically where there's the screening room and the cafe. We're going to make, you know, we want to make it more of a lounge area, serve initially beer and wine, but hopefully, you know, full liquor license. And the idea being, hey, you meet, you have a drink beforehand, you get some food, you know, you meet your friends, you see the movie, and then when you're done, you sit down and you have a glass of wine and you hang out. You know, it's more of a gathering place before and after, and the movie is part of that experience. So, you know, that's our goal, and I think, you know, it's to everything you're saying before about, you know, the local element of it. You know, this is, to me, this is the opposite of a national chain. It's the opposite of a generic movie theater. It's the opposite of a cookie cutter movie theater. It's got personality, it's got history, it's got community, and it's not just movies. You know, it's all the cultural events. It's, you know, we have opera, you have theater, you have musical events, and so it's all of those things that is very, very unique, and I think that's what we want to make sure is retained, that it's this singular, unique, special place in this area.
We are speaking with David Maltby and Chelsea Altman, who are the new owners of the Movie House in Millerton, New York. So when, you know, with New York State now opening up theaters outside of New York City, increasing the capacity step by step, when do you think you'll actually open the doors and get ready to have people come in?
It's a good question. We've been saying, you know, potentially at our peril, that we'd love to open Memorial Day. There's a lot of work we have to do before then. It depends on, you know, the laws. It depends on vaccination rates. It depends on people's comfort level with going back to the movies. But I think that's a reasonable goal. You know, we're optimistic, whether it's, you know, exactly that or sometime in June, that is our goal. But you know, we hope that come summer, you know, people are going to be going to the movies, whether we're at 50% capacity or 75 or 100, and so that's our goal, is to be there by the, you know, open in the summer.
And Chelsea, do you kind of think that maybe it's a little bit of a kind of advantage to you that you have this time to pre-prepare and to take the steps that you want to take to implement what you want, how you want to do it?
Absolutely. We don't feel guilty being closed now. We can't really be open. Yeah. So it's it offers this opportunity to do it right. You know, like, we're putting in the elevator, which everyone's been wanting for so long, and we can take that time to make it extra special before we open our doors.
Well, I give you all the credit in the world. I know what it's like to be entrepreneurial and being involved in a lot of different things. And then, like with me, I was 50-some years old when we decided to, you know what, I'm tired of working for somebody else. And Jill and I, we started the station. And, you know, we started it a certain way. And 12 years later, yes, we've developed and we've progressed and we do a lot of things differently. But I think this also adds a certain, I think, excitement. This has to add a certain excitement into your life, both of you, as you head into this next phase.
We're so excited. We really are. It's been so much fun already working together on this.
Well, all I could say is good luck, congratulations, and keep us in mind. Let us know more about what you're doing and when you're going to get set to open. And like I said, even though it's not the musical theater, I'll say a break a movie leg, okay, guys?
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And you can find out more information, of course, at themoviehouse.net, themoviehouse.net. All right, guys, good luck with your renovations, and we'll speak to you when you're set to open again.
Thanks so much.
Thanks very much.